Right now, it is time for This Week in the Lakeville Journal. We have our guests in the middle studio, and Cynthia. Good morning.
Hi there.
Good morning. And we do have Janet on the line. Good morning, Janet.
Hello.
Hello. When you call in, there's another person on the phone. It always sends you to some wacky place, so that's the problems you were having.
Yeah, sorry about that.
It's not your fault.
Yeah.
It's our fault. We just got to figure out why that happens sometimes.
Go to the wacky place.
Always because of your surgery. It worked before your surgery.
That's right. All right. Well, let's go to the Lakeville Journal. And lots of color on the front page.
Holiday season. Got a little red and green jingly thing happening.
I love the story, though, before anything else. Eileen Mulligan, Administrator and Chief Operating Officer of Noble Horizons, is retiring after 43 years at the facility. And where is she going?
She's going to move right in.
She's going nowhere.
Yeah. That's going to be fun.
Although that's great.
Whoever takes over, it's already going to be hard to follow in her footsteps, but whoever takes over is going to... I'm sure that Eileen would never come in and say, like, oh, you're not doing that right. But
that's right. On.
Well, she must be happy with all she did all these years. She wouldn't be, you know, continuing her life there.
Yeah.
Well, she's had quite a run there, and if you take a look at the facility from then to now...
Incredible, the difference.
It's managed to... I mean, we've been very lucky, both our facilities for assisted living, Noble Horizons and Gear Village.
And also, don't forget Sharon Healthcare, which is run by John Horseman now.
They've all expanded and improved with the age. But congratulations. She deserves to live in that peaceful community.
Yeah,
after.
She's a great lady, and as you said, has done incredible things.
All right. Now, right, Cynthia, on the top is that shooting in Kent, which... is just all you can say is the stuff, unfortunately, that TV talk dramas are made of.
Yeah, it's a complex story. There was a shooting on Sunday in Kent. One person is dead, a 30-year-old gentleman from, I believe he's not from the area. I can't remember which town he's from. It's Route 7 was closed all day. If you're trying to get through Kent on Sunday afternoon, that's the reason why. And I would say every single day I get a different version of what happened. So I think... at this point, nobody knows, but we do have word from the state's attorney's office that they are going to be pursuing that, so we'll hope to see what that happened. But what is clear is it was a domestic incident, and, of course, domestics are super complex to unravel.
All right. Well, I go on to the story by Shaw for our folks that have followed Winstead, that the clinic can now open.
This is a really long story, which I'm coming into fairly late, but Shaw's done great work reporting on it for the Winstead Journal, and we're lucky to have him reporting on it for us now for the Lakeville Journal. And what used to be the Winstead Super Saver IGA in the center of town, the Community Health and Wellness of Greater Torrington has a clinic in Winstead. It's too small. They can't see enough patients. It's very inaccessible. They had wanted to move into the Super Saver space, which seems like a good use of a Main Street space. I mean, I think all of our towns want to have a lot of activity on their Main Street, but there was some pushback from the Planning and Zoning Commission that was looking to have a little more commercial development. There's some more small businesses, but they did go ahead and on the brink of a lawsuit, approved the plan, and now the clinic can go ahead and get going.
Before we go to Kent Hollow Mine, I just want to comment. That picture on the front page, Christmas Melodies, that goes off the hills.
Yeah.
If it had a lot, if it was round, it would be like one of those classic.
It's like a snow globe, yeah.
If there was just a little bit of snow on the ground, it would be like one of those.
Like a snow globe.
Think,
yeah.
Christmas.
Lance Christensen, who is a professional photographer from Kent. He's retired. He shot for Gourmet magazine for decades. And I would say that we have some really good photographers in the Lakeville Journal family now, especially now that we have Ann Day with us. But I think everybody looked at that photo and said, that's an incredible photo of one of these very hard to shoot events, which is a lot of people standing in the dark with a little light bouncing off their faces. You can see, as Janet said, you can see every blade of grass in that photo. It's incredible.
Yeah. The Kent Hollow Mine origins are being looked at.
So, of course, Kent Hollow Mine is over on the border of Sharon and Amenia. A lot of people on our side of the border are interested in what's happening there. Caitlin Lyle has been covering it for the Millerton News. And I would say they're looking very carefully at whether or not sand and gravel can be mined there. This company has owned the property for many, many years. There was a mining license at one point. It was revoked. So now they're really looking into the past uses and seeing whether they should allow mining there.
All right. And one of the things that makes that an interesting twist is one of the town board members has adjoining property there.
Mm-hmm.
And that could arise with maybe a recusal.
In our small towns, there's always a lot of overlap.
Yeah, that's just the way it is.
Well, with that Winstead IGA Super Saver story, I think three people had to recuse themselves from that vote because they had they had an interest there. I think they're on the Friends of the Main Street committee.
Well, and people should be interested in this, especially with the announcement yesterday by our president, no right side in the Middle East wars.
This is a very interesting story. The Salisbury Forum, which continues to have really interesting speakers, had Martin Smith, who's a frontline producer, was trying to untangle and explain one of the hardest things to understand, which is the wars in the Middle East and really who's fighting whom. And, you know, it's not a very black and white war, put it that way. So he entangles it somewhat.
It's hard to untangle it for long.
Yeah.
Bernie Drew and his Nature's Notebook, Shady Business.
Thinking about trees already. It's a little late in this year for it. Thinking about next year.
Well, you got to.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. And then once again, you're having people go to visit your office December 10th.
Yes, come on. December 10th, 1 to 3. It's an open house. We'll have snacks. It'll be great.
All right. Going inside, the Kent House Tour is coming up this weekend, I do believe.
They're being very mysterious about it. It's on Sunday, December 10th, down in Kent, and there's a lot of really old, really interesting houses that have been beautifully restored. There's a guy named Bruce Whipple that's running this tour and has put together a great list of houses, which they would not reveal where the houses are. But Lynn Worthington, who's on the Kent Historical Society, gave us a little bit of a background on it.
And, you know, we went through this in Salisbury a couple of years ago.
Yeah. That was a while ago. It was more than a couple of years now.
Ex-Winchester PTO treasurer arrested.
Embezzling $13,000, they're estimating, over the course of about 3 years. Not, you know, could have been more money, but it's really a question of trust. And a person who was very active with that PTO, they were raising money for a playground, which still has not been built. Those playgrounds are very expensive, and there's $13,000. So she has been arrested for that and will go to trial.
Yeah, and you say in a small community, when something like that happens, it's devastating because now it's a question of trust, but then it sets back these local projects and all these projects that it seems that they affect kids.
Yeah,
they affect kids.
Yeah. So of course, then it hasn't been tried yet. No. So not resolved, but a sad story.
All right, and Sand is a very busy person on page A3, in between a pretty big issue for Cornwall.
Yeah, actually, but I love that, again, a great photo from Lance Christensen of Santa on his meal break. I think that the story we should do is talk to all the Santas about how they shield their legs. That must be a very tiring, hard on your thighs job. So Cornwall, it's interesting, they have a new board. Priscilla Pavel has joined longtime selectman Richard Bramley and longtime first selectman Gordon Ridgway. And I think that this is going to be true on a lot of boards. And we're lucky, a lot of volunteers are coming to these boards just full of ideas and energy. And Richard Bramley kind of said, you know, like, woe trigger a little bit. We have to not bite off more than we can chew. Let's be really effective. But of course, Priscilla, very experienced volunteer, and they're going to do some great things on that board.
All right, and tonight is the night to vote two different items in Falls Village.
Yeah, I thought this was very unusual. They're going to town meeting to vote on the teacher contracts. I don't really remember hearing that happening very often, but apparently it's
whenever they negotiate the teacher's contract, that does go to town meeting.
Yeah, so we have, I think, three teacher contracts that are being negotiated right now, and
Sharon's going to be voted on, and Ken is going to be voted on tonight, as a matter of fact.
Right. Yeah. So Patrick is going to talk to Sam Herrick, Region 1 business manager, and we'll get the summary and all that.
All right, a nice little story about the memory tree here in Sharon that people can participate in. Just contact Town Hall.
That's right. You can choose your ornament of any shape and style. Tina has cut them from construction paper. I've already bought two.
All right, on page A4, I've got a laugh. Brian Riley and Tom. I at one point had nothing but, and I still use furniture in my house. And slowly over the years, I look around now and I say, my gosh, I got all this great stuff at Riley's.
Yeah, I think that it's easy to sort of forget that it's there, and it's pretty great. And, of course, it has been there for 60 years, and they're celebrating their anniversary. Tom Riley, who had taken a little bit of a hiatus, the father of the family, is back and running it with his son Brian. And various family members have been in and out of the business, but definitely a great success and have done a lot for the community, as is pointed out in the story, you know, donating a lot to people in need.
Absolutely. And you've got ringing in the holidays in Salisbury and holiday spirits in Winsted.
A whole day of stuff in Winsted and really trying to make that center of town in Winsted come alive. And, of course, in Salisbury, that is really one of the signature tree lighting events in the area, accompanied as it is by snacks at the White Hart.
And I don't know why, but let's talk a little bit the story about the Bargain Bar.
Yes. You know, I think they have really good new owners now. And Patrick Sullivan, of course, as you know, should have a room named after him at the Bargain Bar, and it's one of his favorite places. So he popped in there and did a little summary of, You know, you can find some great holiday gifts there, actually. And apparently there's now a chair in the newly organized reading section, which he's very happy about.
And we might want to tell you that Santa Claus is going to be there this Saturday from 10 till 12. Ooh. Courtesy of the Sharon Lyons Club. Free pictures, also cookies and apple cider. And we're asking you to bring some non-perishable food items for pet pantries throughout the area.
Nice idea.
So did you hear me say that there's more than one chair there?
No. More than one chair there.
Yeah, no, the book room. Love the book room.
Yes. All right, let's move on here because I love the story, just the headline, Living the Dream.
Yeah. And he is living the dream. It's Steve Katz, who is a very well-known, he was one of the founding members of two really iconic bands of the 20th century, Blues Project and Blood, Sweat, and Tears. And Shaw, who loves music and loves blues, even though it's not a brand new book, Steve had written a book about 2 years ago about his experiences as a rock star. So I had Shaw interview him and talk a little bit about the book and a little bit about his life as a musician. And, of course, what short of being a fireman or an astronaut, what could be better than being a rock star?
All right. Going over to Millbrook with Alexandra Wilbraham.
Yes, about Barry Cord, another person living the dream. Barry really was one of the iconic names of the 80s, just a bold-faced name in the Post week after week, and did this beautiful sculptural kind of jewelry, belt buckles and handbags and things, and then sort of, went on a hiatus for a while and is back, and he's got a beautiful little gallery in Millbrook where he is on weekends. Barry's super funny, and he knows everybody, which is why it's called 2 degrees of Barry Keelstein Cord, not just 6 degrees, but he also has a photo show up, and it's a very casual photo show, but his photo work is beautiful, and he's just got a million people he's taken pictures of over the years and up on the walls, and he said, you know, it's a hard time in the world right now. All these people are smiling. It's a happy show.
All right, The Young Person's Guide to Orchestrating Gifts, Part 2.
Alex Wilburn is so funny, and he's written the 3-part series for us on that very difficult age to shop for, which is people in their 20s. And he did one last week on young women. He's got one this week on how to help a young man furnish his first apartment with Christmas presents. And they're all really great and a variety of price ranges. But just the way he wrote it is so funny and delightful. It's worth a read no matter what.
All right. Now, I love the picture, and I can smell the pine about the Make It Days that they do at Housatonic Valley Regional High School, the agricultural
which
department.
Patrick pointed out. He said it must be that time of year you can smell the pine. And, of course, we have two champion wreath makers in Cricket Jack here and Wayne Jenkins. Very funny story. But if you want to benefit from their hard work, come to the production store at the Housatonic Valley Regional High School. The hours are in that article.
You know, I have to say I've got a fake tree that I've had for 10 years, but this year I discovered something to make the house smell like it's a real tree.
Yeah.
The scented candles. There's a scented candle for pine, and you walk in the house, and you think it's a damn live tree.
There you go. That's nice, and no vacuuming.
So there's a gift for all you people that are cheap like me and you keep your tree. This is a great story, and hopefully it'll come to Housatonic because they're doing a lot with film. There's an IMAX grant that helps students in films at Marvelwood School.
So the Marvelwood School, of course, has been working with the Civic Life Project, which is out of Cornwall, and it's been a great project started by two documentary filmmakers. Ben Willis, who is the son of Roberta and Bill, has been working with the Civic Life Project at Marvelwood and at the Stanford Academy, which is a school for kids sort of at risk. And they've been making documentaries, and it's this incredible way for young people to get a voice. And if you know high school kids, you know, they're not super verbal, especially with adults. And so this filmmaking has been a way for them to talk about issues that are important for them. And IMAX gave them a grant. How great is that?
Student of the week at Housatonic.
Masil Malem, a student from Algeria. Very interesting young person, very politically oriented, as Ian Straver, the assistant principal, points out. Very interesting life and accomplishments.
All right. Now, I didn't realize this. That's Alexa. Every once in a while, she tells me she can't connect to the internet.
Yeah, I hear that in there.
Yeah. Thank you, Alexa.
Thank you, Alexa.
All right.
Everybody's friend.
Technology.
Enough, Alexa.
just remember that someday there are going to be self-driving cars.
Let's Alexa, ask her something answer. Else. What can we ask?
All right. Well, why don't you pick a story to go next while Alexa keeps talking?
Okay. Michael Clemens, the head of the Salisbury Planning and Zoning Commission, has just gotten married. A lovely story with that. And on the sports page, we've got Dick Collins, a good friend of mine, wonderful tennis player, wonderful bridge player. has earned the Silver Life Master review. The Hoosie Hoops have started their season. Mountaineer Week in Review, a lot of awards, the Winter Sports Awards. And I'll just jump over to the jump page and quickly mention that Colleen Gunlock has offered a story for us on the Norfolk Artisans Guild, another great place to do holiday shopping. And Janet, I'm going to let you take over with letters and viewpoint.
Sure. Our editorial this week is about the Berkshire Museum and its plan that has been extremely controversial to sell off at auction about 40 of its artworks that have they've gathered over the decades. And here you'll see our take on it. It's quite long, but it's a complex issue, and we come down on a side. So see if you agree with us, and by all means, let us know your thoughts on this.
What's interesting about the story is I like the way you put it into the fact that the Holly Williams House is no longer what everybody used to accept it as.
Right. It was a place that was just so full of history and so important to the knowledge of the history of our community in Lakeville and Salisbury. But, without care and without attention to that history, things can disappear. So that now is a critical time for the Berkshire Museum, and it's time for everybody. A lot of people are involved for a wide variety of reasons, and so we really try to drill down into that.
All right. I just have to mention this very quickly. I love looking back at turning back the pages. 25 years ago in 1992, I remember this when the snow layout arrived. I remember it was a big thing. It really was.
It was. Of course it was. And for gosh sakes, this owl came from Canada. So, Norma Galais really finds some fascinating, speaking of history of the area, which is just what's in the pages of the Lakeville Journal. And these are the kind of things you find. It was our everyday life, but certain things really engage us, and this was one, so don't miss that. And, we have a letter from Helen Klein Ross, speaking of history, too, on preserving history for the region. Claudia Kane at Scoville Memorial Library in Salisbury is working with the Lakeville Journal and the Salisbury Association to pull together digital archives of the newspapers they have there. And they have all of the Lakeville journals, just about, going back to 1897, and some Western Connecticut News. And it's really important to the area to have it accessible, so don't miss that letter to see how you can help.
On the viewpoint page, once again, I love Peter Steiner's cartoon. And yes. This one is for a reason filled with indictment.
That's
it's
right.
Sad, but it really does apply to the world we live in. Lots of great columns on that page.
There are this week. Dick Ollis writes about dishonesty in the land of Trump. And we have an interesting, if for everyone who's in the holiday spirit, M.A. Duca will make you think twice about that. Who Speaks for Uncle Billy is the title of his column. And we have a taxation piece from Phil Truax.
All right, now a story out of Norfolk very quickly about the guild up there.
Yep, great place to shop. Holiday gifts, Norfolk Artisans Guild. Nice start by Colleen Gunlock.
And ladies and gentlemen, let us move on to Compass.
Yes. We left enough time for Anne.
Hi, Marshall.
Hi.
Hi, Ann.
Hi, Jill.
Hi, listeners.
Hi, Jill.
Here's Ann.
Hi, Janet. Hi, Cynthia.
Hi.
So our cover picture, I'm just completely in love with, which is it's a picture by Francesco Mastaglia, and he is having a show at the Millerton Movie House right now. And he's done a book about yoga, and all of the photographs are done with this ancient process called wet plate collodion. And the sitters have to be quite still because the exposure is very long. So when you look at these poses and you think that the sitter or the, they're not really sitting, they're posing in these yoga poses for 10 seconds or more. It's just extraordinary. Go see the show, and I'm glad we were able to put it on the cover. And Marsden's written a wonderful story about it. Then we have, in Kent, we have a Salvador Dali show. I always think it's amazing that in this little northwest corner that we get such first-class art shows. We have at the Morrison Gallery 12 bronzes and 6 prints done by Salvador Dali between 1971 and 1984. And just go see the show. It's an interesting show. Then we have a review of a play in Sherman called it's called Murder Takes a Holiday, and it sounds like a rollicking, just a capricious, rollicking romp through a murder story, which seems like those don't go together, but according to Fred Baumgarten, they do, and it's a lot of fun. And it's in Sherman, Connecticut, and the information is on the page about the schedule. Then we have, we've got a new interior designer in town with who's rented space at the White Gallery. So if you go to the White Gallery to look at their holiday show, which is a group show, you'll also see this new interior decorating store run by Susan Swartz. And she not only sells things there, but you can hire her to go out and shop for you. She'll go to auctions and get things for you for better prices than you might pay retail. And it's worth checking out at the White Gallery.
Also, I like what you got on page 10. Blitz Greatest Hits at the Minor Memorial Library.
I know. I like my headline personally. Also, how about my headline on Dolly? Hello, Dolly.
That's right.
I see your career here.
I know. This is really what I'm good at. I should have worked at the New York Post, but
Hey, do you know that my goal in life was to meet that guy? And his name was Vincent. I can't remember his last name.
Oh.
I did meet him.
Yeah.
Vincent.
And he is sadly now dead. But that was for many years.
Mean headless body and
topless
bar?
Falling Spike Kills Lawyer. Yeah.
Love that. Okay, now Blitz Greatest Hits. This guy, I'm such a fan of. He's the cartoonist who does covers for The New Yorker, and his Thanksgiving cover this year was just genius. But the show at the Minor Memorial Library are his original drawings. They're not the actual covers from The New Yorker. They're the sketches that led up to the cover. I don't know how many pieces. I think they're about 30 or 40 pieces in the show. Everything's for sale. The prices range from about $700 to, I forget, I have it in the story, to $700 to $5,000. But you can purchase his original drawings. The one that we show...
That's great.
The one that we show here I love is the New Yorker cover that ran right after Trump was elected president. And you can see what it says.
It says, oh, sweet Jesus, please God, no. And you know what? I said that for many hours, every hour after 11 o'clock on election night.
I wasn't going to express any opinions, but it is funny.
All right.
And we do also have holiday celebrations in Canaan and New York, so don't miss those opportunities.
Oh, right. Yes, I'm sorry. I skipped all of those.
That's okay.
You got me off, Marshall. Yeah, we've got a little supplement with everything about Canaan. There's all kinds of holiday things happening in shopping in Canaan and holidays in shopping in New York. Amenia, Ankrum, Copaic, Millbrook, all right. Everything.
And Millerton.
All right.
Yeah, and Millerton, of course.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Anne. And
thank
everybody.
You, Marshall.
And we'll see you guys next week.
See you next week. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Marshall.
Welcome. That is This Week in the Lakeville Journal here on Robin Hood Radio. You can find them on the web, tricornernews.com, and also on Facebook.